This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's King Charles III has been crowned at Westminster Abbey as tens of thousands of well-wishers poured into London to watch an important new chapter of British history. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Spectators came from far and wide to witness the ceremony steeped in ancient ritual. Lisa Yagi flew in from Buffalo, New York, especially for the coronation.
We leave tomorrow. We're here just for the weekend, just for the coronation and all the excitement and the energy.
As the crowds donning plastic crowns and Union Jack flags gathered by Buckingham Palace under rainy skies for over 8 hours. Many, such as Nina Hosking, were happy they did.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Her favourite parts?
The coach going past, the gold coach going past. I thought that was just amazing.
A flypast above Buckingham Palace sealed the day, leaving many happy they braved the very British weather. Karen Chamas, London.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday urged all armed groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to lay down their weapons, saying their presence was causing humanitarian tragedies and threatening regional security.
Je renouvelle mon appel à la désescalade, à l'apaisement et à la retenue.
He's saying, I renew my call for de-escalation, appeasement and restraint of armed groups, whether local or foreign, must lay down their arms in the DRC. Guterres was speaking at a meeting of regional leaders in Bujumbura, the commercial capital of Burundi, convened to discuss the security situation in Congo, where armed groups have been blamed for violence and mass displacement of civilians. Eastern Congo has for years been plagued by widespread violence that has included killings, rapes, and mutilations by